found this in Ganarum. Ganamir Ni.
What is it?
Well, it's
Sigma Falls.
Welcome to Simpleholics, guys. This is your host, David Duncan. With me, I've got my co-host, Faith Hertzberg. And today, we're going to be interviewing Todd Shante and Walter Doty. The Cabin Pike Kickstarter is now on... It's not the Kickstarter, we're actually on Indiegogo now. So we're here to talk a little bit about that today. So can you give us an update on how the progress is going?
Oh, it's going awesome. Thanks for having us, David. We just shot two teasers, which are very, very cool. We've got all the information editing right now, so we're in edit and finishing everything up. We're just waiting on visual effects. So we basically have to get the visual effects in there, drop that in there, and then our music will be dropped in, which is pretty much done, and then we're ready to go. So once the visual effects are in there, we can give you guys some teasers.
Yeah, we're on our seventh day, and we're over halfway there, so we're really confident that we can get this done.
We believe in you guys. You can come through for us, and you will see something epic. We guarantee you this will be amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it looks like there's 22 days left, so that's plenty of time to go ahead and get this, you know, maxed out at that $50,000 mark and hopefully above, so we can get more than that 30-minute act one.
All right, we just want to tell people that, you know, like, a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, there's time left and that. But we don't want to get stuck at like the halfway point and then people wait till the last day to donate. We want to make sure that we can get to the goal now. So if we get to that goal now, instead of doing 30 minutes, if we go above that, we can do a longer film. You know, we could do 45 minutes, we could do 60 minutes, we could do 90 minutes of the whole film. So it really depends on what happens with the Indiegogo, how the funding goes. What the people will get. So you know, if we get the full amount, you know, cool, we'll give you something incredible either way. But if we go above it, we can, you know, we'd like to give you that 2-hour film if we can.
So would this be the encounter at Rigel, or would it be the introduction to Captain Pike?
No, it would be, we have 2 hours just on Captain Pike and his beginning missions.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. Yeah, I knew originally you were doing like the introduction to Pike and then the encounter at Rigel, so I wasn't sure which
we
part.
Have a whole, we have basically a whole Bible, like a Captain Pike saga of all the different directions we're going with it, and we have all these scripts written out and these storylines, and the 2-hour script is basically his first mission, and it's really going to be something very, very interesting. And a really good, solid story, great characters, great character development. I mean, some stuff that people, the fans will really like the direction it's going.
Yeah, that really sounds great. I'm looking forward to seeing how all that turns out. So how's everything been going in the writing room since I know you just added Walter Koenig a couple weeks ago whenever we spoke with you then? How's all that going?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, we've been going through some different ideas basically for the whole saga and taking this script and adding some different things into it and adjusting some things here and there. And anytime we all come up with different ideas, something that's new and creative, we just put it in and we find a place for it and to make everything work in a way that just makes the script even better, you know?
The cool thing about having the other Walter there is that he's got so much history with Star Trek.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a definite point of view as to, you know, the original series, and that's, you know, and how he feels that things should and should not be portrayed, that it really helps us to stay focused on what we're doing.
Yeah, I think the fans will like the fact that we're following that canon from the cage, but we're creating some very cool things in there too. So I mean, we've got this world that Pike has when he first takes command of the Enterprise, and all the characters that you've seen and some you haven't seen, and you learn about all of them, and it really is great.
Wow, it sounds like you guys are trying to get really in depth with each of the different characters and that, and be able to give us all the different angles.
Yeah, it's really a whole story of not only the events that are taking place, but you really become invested into the characters and understand who they are and how their relationships with each other. And to me, that's what always made the original Star Trek great, you know?
It does. Being able to see all the different aspects and understand why those relationships were really there, and it gave you the foundation to understand why they interacted that way and why the story started to develop that way. And it's nice to hear that people are taking that time to develop that fully.
Exactly. And today we've added another actor to our cast list. Walter Jones from Power Rangers, The Shield, Malcolm X. He will be playing the captain of the Exeter on Star Trek Captain Pike.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
That's awesome.
As I was saying, it's great to have another Walter on board.
We officially have... three Walters.
Wow. Does that ever get confusing?
Yeah. Well, it was confusing enough with two because, you know, they're both sitting in the same room, and when I say Walter, they both look at me.
It's like, wait, no, you.
Yeah. So now that we're working with another Walter that's also an actor, now we have three Walters. So I don't know.
You guys are going to all need some jerseys with just your last names on them. So you can start calling them like Doty, Koenig, Jones.
Things that I know Walter Jones. It was really great to have to welcome him on board.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great guy. And, you know, we confirmed everything with him today. And I think he'll make a great captain. He will be awesome.
It's just there's so many captains so far. It's going to be really interesting. So is there going to be a lot of like interaction between the captains specifically?
Yes. I mean, he's replacing another actor that had schedule conflicts. So we had that part cast, and he was replacing another actor for that. But he's just incredible. So I mean, it's a great role for him, and he fits into the role perfectly.
Also, not pictured are. These aren't the only cast members that we have. I mean, you see the crew of Pike's ship and some of the crew of the other ships, but you see a lot of how the captain interact with each other in the beginning, especially when Captain Pike takes over.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you get to see the supporting characters, and you get to see characters that we don't even have listed here. We have Number One, and you have all these other characters that are on the ship with Pike on the bridge. So there are a lot of characters and supporting roles and even other lead roles that we haven't posted, like Spock. Yeah. So we're very, very close to choosing Spock. We have two people right now that we're deciding on. So, you know, those are some interesting characters that you'll see a lot of things going on, the relationships between each other. And, you know, there is a big epic story going on in this film. And you'll get to see other starships besides the Enterprise. You will see the Exeter, and you'll see the Enterprise and the Constitution, and you'll see these other ships, and it will be a great experience because it's something that I always wanted to see. And I know I love the episodes where you got a chance to see some of the other captains and the other ships and the interaction with them. So I think the fans are going to love it.
Yeah, it makes it feel that not so alone. It makes it feel, I guess it makes space feel a little more cozy when you can see other captains and whatnot. I know it's supposed to be the unknown, but it is a star fleet, not a starship.
And you don't get to see that interaction very often because it's like, wait, those captains know each other? How?
Exactly. Like,
and you don't have that basis of comparison. It's nice to actually understand now.
Or you have conspiracy where you meet six other Star Trek starship captains and they all die as soon as Picard beams back up somehow.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have any crazy bug creatures in it.
Any red shirt captains.
Any red shirt captains. Like a conspiracy episode with the weird maggots or anything.
we want to know where those guy things came from. When did they infiltrate the Federation?
I was thinking of the conspiracy episode with the Next Gen when you said that.
Yeah, that's a great episode. I was sad they never like took it anywhere else. But maybe you guys could like give us the origins. When did they first come to Starfleet?
This is how many people really were infected.
Maybe Pike got infected in that fire But he saved the children.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, it's just crazy things with Captain just dying in the Next Generation. Every time you meet a new Captain, they're pretty much dead.
Yeah.
So it's... So it's definitely nice that we'll be able to see captains interact and Captain Pike and see different ships, because I love me some ship porn. I love seeing ships. I love the designs. I love looking at blueprints. So it'll be really nice to see lots of captains and lots of ships interacting in this film.
You'll see a lot of different leadership styles, because not exactly. All captains, you know.
You won't have, like, the basic...
the same personality.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Captain Pike is not going to command like Kirk, and you know, Pike and Kirk isn't going to command like the captain of the Exeter or you know, Captain April. So I mean, and you know, Pike could maybe relate to the captain of the Exeter because they're close to the same age, and maybe they've been through some things together in training. Whereas maybe they won't relate to as well some of the older captains that are more like father figures or, you know, that are mentors to them. So there are different relationships there. You know, it's not going to be the same relationship between the captains and the you know, like Walter said, they'll command the ships differently.
So speaking of Robert April, in the first episode, do you relieve him of command?
Yes, we do.
Very nice.
Yes, wow. You actually see Captain April, and you see more about Captain April too. Besides just that, but you will actually see Pike take command from Captain April, which is an awesome scene. There's some great actors in that scene. Just that scene and the scene before it. I don't want to give away too much.
I was going
to
say
it just has some great, incredible scenes.
Well, I just kind of had to ask because
you could just show that scene and it would fund your Kickstarter in 10 minutes.
Yeah, that would definitely do it.
Oh yeah,
but that's the thing. You know, we can't, like, you know, a lot of people say, okay, can't you shoot all these scenes and post it as teasers? Yeah, I could if I had the sets, if I had the lighting, if I paid everyone all this money. You know, I've already laid out my own money for just shooting these little 30-second teasers. So, I mean, it's something that you need the sets, you need a lot of things, you need the actors, you need everybody available, and it's something that you can't just do if you're not funded, you know?
Yeah, if you don't have the materials, there's no way for you to be able to get this up there for
exactly.
people to see.
I mean, we have the script, we have the actors, we have the production crew, but we can't just say, okay, you know, bring down 20 people and pay them all $5 and let's shoot this. It's just not possible. You know,
we don't want to look like it's been shot in some garage.
Yeah, and we don't want to give you something. We don't want to give you something that's, you know, just like Walter said, like unprofessional. So that's the thing. You know, we want to give you a professional product at the end.
Though we did shoot a teaser that we are proud of. So.
Yes, there's a great teaser that we're just waiting for visual effects. And you know, the teasers are short. You know, they're like 30 seconds each. But it's going to be incredible.
Give you a
people
nice
will love.
Yeah, glimpse of.
Yeah, a glimpse of what's going on. Yeah.
And maybe some of the ships.
Yeah, maybe some of the ships. I don't want to go too much into visual effects, but you might see some stuff like that in the teaser.
Ooh.
See, I'm just excited to see it in general. Like, even if we don't see any of the ships, I just want to see what you guys have been doing, because what you've been telling us about it has just been absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And I will tell you, I don't want to go too much into visual effects, but there's another visual effects person that we're working with that's very well known, that's award winning as well, and he's came onto the project too. So maybe in another interview, we'll go into that, and we can have him in the he's in Los Angeles, and maybe we can have him in one of the interviews as well.
Oh, that'd be excellent.
That would be really exciting.
So. I know you guys are going to be shooting on the Axanar sets now, is that right?
Well, right now we're talking about doing that. I mean, you know, we have to pay to rent it for 7 days if we do the 30 minutes. If we do more than 30 minutes, we would need more days. So that's the plan right now, just because it would keep everybody local. It's a big thing to fly people out of state and bring them somewhere else and then pay for food and boarding. And then you have to pay for an additional days, not only the day, a day extra when they get there to unwind from the trip, but another day when they leave. So it was always something that, you know, I wasn't too comfortable about flying the actors somewhere. I mean, if we have to, we would, But I'd rather keep it, you know, based in Los Angeles than have to fly people to different locations, you know.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I mean, because everybody, you know, that we have is I mean, all the actors are from Los Angeles. My crew that I've worked with for years, they're from Los Angeles. I'm from Los Angeles now. So, I mean, it, you know, it's a lot easier just to do it here. You know?
Yeah, I know. It's just I live in New York State, so I was kind of excited about you guys filming in Albany.
Well, I'm originally from New York, so there you go. So you have a New York guy that's going to do it anyway.
That's awesome. I just wanted to sneak onto the sets and like sneak interviews with you guys while you were shooting. I was going to take time off from work and do that.
Hey, well, you're welcome if you come here. You're welcome on the sets to meet everyone and actually, you know, check everything out.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Maybe I'll have to schedule some vacay time or something.
Yeah.
So we've got
and there's
two...
also some stuff that we're shooting that's not on the actual, you know, Enterprise sets or ship sets. There's some other sets that we'll be using in Los Angeles sets as well. So that'll be shot earlier, too, and that'll be some other scenes.
Excellent, excellent. So, like, for the first episode, are you going to be mostly doing, like, a bottle episode, like, mostly on the ship? Are y'all going to have, like, any kind of...
No, the first episode will be all over the place as far as locations. We'll have the ship, we'll have... I don't want to go into detail about where the locations are, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's not only the ship as far as locations. I mean, the ship will have all over the ship, but then we'll also have other ships, and we'll also have other locations... that are outdoors, other locations that are indoors, other sets that we'll be using in Los Angeles. So, yeah, it's going to be like a feature film in 30 minutes. It's going to be amazing. And all those actors will all be in the 30 minutes as well.
Well, that's going to be incredible getting all that done in just 30 minutes of time. That's going to be undertaking.
That's the whole thing with line producing the whole thing. You have to break down the script, and it's a lot of work to figure out the schedule and the shooting and the days.
It'll be seven long days.
It'll be long days. These are, you know, long days of shooting.
But that's why we need professional actors,
mm-hmm.
people that are going to come prepared and ready and pretty much know what to expect.
Exactly. There won't be anybody's cousin in it or anything like that. It's all people that are SAG actors and, you know, union actors in the film.
People that are prepared to show the level of dedication to it that you guys have.
Exactly,
yeah.
And that's what something like this definitely needs, like just dedication.
Because you can tell the difference.
You can always tell the difference.
Yeah.
Well, I might try to sneak in the background somewhere.
Yeah, we'll pull him up. Maybe we'll make him a red shirt and he dies or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll die. It's
like a recurring red shirt.
Just put a mustache on or take it off, you know. It's like, oh no, didn't he just die?
Yeah.
No, he's bald now. It's okay.
We're halfway to funding. We've got a lot more time. So we need to get funded and raise that cap even higher so we can get more than that 30-minute mark. We've got new cast members joining all the time, new visual effects guys.
Exactly. There's always stuff going on. You know, we have new cast members, new visual effects. We're posting more interviews. You know, we're trying to do as much as we can to let the people know that we're serious about this project. And, you know, like I said, if we can get to our funding goal, we'll give them something epic in 30 minutes. But if we can go above it, then we can give them the whole film. You know, we can give them, you know, go to 45 minutes, then 60 minutes and 90 minutes. You know, depending on the funding, it all depends on the funding. So, I mean, right now our goal is just to get to the end goal of the 50K that we can produce this 30 minutes and that it will blow them away.
Yeah, definitely. And even if it does just get the 30 minutes, make that an epic cliffhanger so it's like, oh, my God, I got to know what happens next.
Exactly. I mean, when, you know, they see the 30 minutes, you know, I believe, you know, after the 30 minutes and we want to finish the 2 hours, the next Indiegogo will be a lot easier, I think, because they will see it and they will just say, oh, I'm definitely going to support this because this is something epic, you know.
Exactly, yeah. I mean,
all these, look at the actors we have involved. I mean, these are people that are not going to just get involved because it's Star Trek. These are people that are going to get involved with something like this because they know the script is strong, the crew is strong. You know, the person in charge has worked with people before like this and has experience doing this. So that's important to let people know. I mean, because, you know, it's going to be different. It's going to be something new and exciting, and the original series fans are going to love it because it's going to follow everything they want.
Exactly. I'm so stoked for it. I mean, like, just like when I first heard about it, and all, looking at the cast, and I was like, I was kind of floored about all the people that were involved with the project, and getting to interview you three times, Todd, and you a couple times, Walter, has just been fantastic. Getting to getting to know you guys and hear what you guys are passionate about. So
We appreciate it. And you know, David, it's like it's people like yourself that are supporting the project. You know, that are helping us every day. And we couldn't get the funding, and we couldn't go this far without this help. So, you know, we thank you as well for helping us do this, you know, because I consider everybody, the people that are donating and supporting us, and the people that are donating their time, and also the people that are sharing online and doing podcasts and articles, all those people are part of our team. You know, we all have the same goal to get to the end and actually do this film.
Exactly. So I know you guys have like a series going, so we've got a 2-hour like intro to Captain Pike, we've got some episodes in between, and then we've got like the end encounter at Rigel. So once you do the 2-hour pilot, then you're going to move to the encounter at Rigel?
Probably. I mean, I think at that point what we'll do is we'll take a poll to see what the fans want to do after we finish the 2-hour film, you know. If we get to the point where we're fortunate enough to do the 2 hours, we'll ask people if they want to see some other missions of Pike, or they want to go.
We've got some other ideas for other missions as well.
It all expands out.
Yes, so we could either show other missions, or we could do the Rigel. We could go to Rigel.
Either way, you know, and I think at that point, we would ask the fans which direction we should go with that. And
if they want to see more, we got more.
Exactly, and they could put their input in and say, hey, do this or go to Rigel, and we can cover it all.
See, that's absolutely incredible that you're willing to reach out and give the power back to the fans and basically go, you know, this is your choice, this is your decision. I mean, we've never had that option.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's important that, you know, we get our 2 hours done and show, hey, this is what we showed you for, you know, a real film. And now from this point, we could take it any direction you want. You know, we can go further with more missions, or we can go right to the encounter and Rigel story. And either way, you know, we can do both. We have the stories to do it.
If they're excited about it and they want to see some other episodes before Rigel.
Exactly.
We're more than happy to accommodate. You've got some great ideas and some interesting ideas. And like Todd said, we're ready to go.
Yeah, and I think the thing about this film also, when they see this film, they will... There are so many things in this film that will just put a smile on their face. Anybody who's a fan of the original series Star Trek that watches this is just gonna enjoy it so much.
Definitely. My personal vote would be to vote for continuing the series, because after the last time we got to speak with you and hearing about Walter Koenig playing the cerebral reoccurring villain, I want to see more of that.
Yeah,
same here.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're gonna have some great things going on that, you know, that we hope people will want to see more of. But we're open to whatever the fans want.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly. So let's see some Walter Koenig like screw with Captain Pike. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it sounds like everything's been left in the hands of the fans at this point. So everybody needs to start donating money and getting it in, because they're just waiting on us now.
Exactly. Go to Indiegogo, give whatever you can. You know, if you made a small donation and you gave a couple of bucks, give a couple of bucks more, and then help us so we can reach that goal. You know, everything helps. Whatever you can give really helps. And, you know, help us by, you know, spreading it in social media, you know, sharing it, spreading the word about Captain Pike.
Exactly, guys. We, the Star Trek community, are what's keeping Star Trek alive right now. I know Paramount puts out a movie once every half a decade, but, you know.
Exactly.
It's just all the fan stuff that's really
that's
what's keeping
Paramount.
Star Trek alive.
This is something else. This is something entirely different that is a lot closer to what we used to have and that what Star Trek really should be.
It's more real. So thank you so very much,
Todd. Thank you, David. Thanks,
and,
guys.
Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks so much, Walter, also for coming in and joining us again today.
Definitely.
So is there any closing remarks that y'all would have for... for everyone?
No, just, help support Captain Pike if you like this idea, and we'll give you something epic, something that you'll love, and something that you'll want to see more of. So, spread the word, because Captain Pike is ready to board the Enterprise, and he's ready for his first mission.
And ready to make Robert April stand relieved.
Exactly.
Because he's a bitter old man, too. All right. Sounds great, guys. Well, thank you again so much for coming on, and live long and prosper, everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you all for listening. All my music was provided by Warp 11. You can find them at warp11.com or follow them on Twitter at warp11. You can find us at synthaholics.com. You can email us at synthaholics@yahoo.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at synthaholicduo. If you'd like to follow us individually, you can follow me at David_J_Duncan.
You can follow me, Aaron O'Brien, at Blackbird2004. Faith, where can they find you?
You can find me at Faith Hertzberg.
And please subscribe to us. We are on iTunes. We are on Stitcher. And if you have a chance, please rate and review so we can improve. And any feedback is welcome. And so we can make the show even better for you.
Live long and prosper, guys.
At the stars we did gaze. The next morning he left stinking of gin. Well, McCoy, my boy, come mix me a drink. Before the night's over, I'll puke in the sink. And we'll cry till we laugh. And we'll both shit our pants. You're the best drinking friend.